Hey there, thank you so much for watching. Thank you for subscribing. And if you haven't hit the subscribe button now, if you're on YouTube, like our Facebook page. If you're watching this through Facebook, I am smiling with a big smile because we're having such awesome conversation. And actually, I want to go back to the beginning. And the beginning is where you met George, you know, just from that beginning, where you told me about Adams and those two stories. I want us to go back there and then we'll take it from there.
All right, love. I met him at Adams the Cake, which is a shopping mall. And I met him because he was coming to his sister's shop.
Okay.
And I had a boyfriend then. He was called John Mandia. He was a rugby player. From Changes.
Okay. I'm sure all the Changes guys are like Changes.
Red. We used to see red blazers would go crazy.
Okay.
So anywho, so I saw him and then he started telling me.
So where were you?
At Adams. I was going for shopping or something.
Okay.
And then
Adams
I saw
was
him.
Yeah. Shopping joint.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was there that long ago.
Mm-hmm. It was there.
And that's where we used to go to the phone booth. To make all the phone calls. There were no mobile phones.
No.
So you go to the phone booth
and
with
you put
fiber,
something. No.
A carton.
You put
carton.
Fiber. You put fiber. We used to put a carton. Mm-hmm.
What's a
something
carton?
Yes. You don't know how to steal phones. you used to say a shirt. You know that thing which comes in a shirt, the new one? Mm. Okay.
Oh, right. Like
yes.
The collar.
Yes.
Okay.
It comes over there.
Yes.
So you go and put it in button B and you push it up. You make calls to United States.
Okay.
Yes. I mean.
So I can't practice. We don't have call boxes.
No. I would not. Well, I would not. My kids started telling me, "Mom, can you do lessons?" Even the home ones. Mm. We used to tap them. Did you know how to tap phones?
Why would you be tapping your home phone?
To make a call.
They never
in your
had.
Own home?
They never had them.
We used to tap ones. Them.
Because they used to be closed.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes, I remember the one. The ones with the dial.
Yeah. But still, you steal because your mom has locked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I remember we used to do that at Shushu's house.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. You also used to tap?
Yes.
Oh, God. So you're the tapping person. So anyway, I met him at the shop and to make the story short, he made me think that my boyfriend is not even wanting me.
No, hang on. How did you just first meet him and then he's talking about boyfriends? On the same
he
day?
Was. I think this person was very aggressive.
Okay.
Yeah, even from the beginning. Because I met him at a shop, and so he asked me my name, and I told him I was called Joseph. And I told him I'm called Joseph because I didn't understand why I should tell him my name.
Yeah.
And he continued coming to the shop, and I continued coming. I come from whatever, I pass there, and his sister used to like me, so I used to pass, but she wanted me for her son, not for the brother. But I ended up with the brother. And he told me that the boys of Woodley are just lying to you. You know, he was the more mature person. Sweet,
well,
everything.
At 27,
yes,
you expect that that's quite a mature person.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But me, seeing. Eh? So I continue telling him I'm called Joseph because, and they called me Joseph for a long time.
He called you Joseph,
even
like Joseph, not Josephine.
Joseph.
Okay.
The man's name. And he asked me, why don't you tell me your name? I said, well, I was called Joseph. I told you I'm called Joseph. And he called me that. And his sister called me that. And then he started telling me not to deal with the Woodley boys. They just want to cheat me. They want whatever.
Well, so they were the upmarket boys. Everybody feared them. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Yeah. Woodley boys?
Captain.
I mean, they were the it. So.
Okay.
It's about intimidation.
I have no idea.
You both lived in Woodley.
Yes.
Okay. So these guys were your neighbors.
Yes.
But so why were you intimidated by them? You live in the same neighborhood.
No,
like, so
we were not intimidated by them.
Oh, okay.
We were fine
were
with
hot.
The boys. We were
okay.
Fine with the
all
boys
right.
As long as they were red. I mean, everything was cool.
Neighbors.
Yes. I was the captain's girlfriend.
The captain of the rugby team.
Yes.
What?
So used to carry his
hot mama.
Yeah, man, I thought I was hot. But anyway, you're still, I was brought down and I found that, you know, it came like it's a fight. It wasn't like lovey-dovey. He came very strongly, very, so I left John.
Out of love for George?
Yeah. Not love. Hmm. He was an aggressive person. He didn't know, I don't know if I should call him shy, but he didn't know how to seduce a woman. He came with water, you know, things.
What blew you over about this man? Because he blew your mind. What blew your mind?
What blew my mind? Later on, his words. He said just the right words. All the time. He was just nice. He was fantastic. And he always said the right words. He would woo a snake from the whatever.
He was so smart.
Did you know him at that time? How soon did you meet him?
I didn't really know him. I'm even hearing this for the first time.
Okay.
I got to meet him really after they kind of had committed to one another. All right? And it was now...
You were not curious who's this guy?
I wasn't curious. I was so fed up. She was never available. She was just all over the place.
Okay.
And I'm like, what's wrong with you? She meets this man and her life goes 360 degrees.
Okay.
She's not available to talk, to see, to do any activity. Wow. She just left. And anyway, there was nothing to be excited about this guy. She did all the bill paying anyway.
Ooh.
So, this woman. So, I didn't see what was so exciting.
Okay, so you were paying all the bills? Because he
didn't have
he was
money
broke.
Then.
Okay.
Yeah, he always used to ask for money from me to lend him when my paid my salary.
To lend him money?
Yes.
And you would lend him?
Yes.
You can see who I was not excited about. I mean, really? Where does that come from? So I kind of felt like she'd lost a bit of her mind, but I was a bit jealous about the attention
that she was getting.
That I was not getting. That I was not getting.
So she told me, get me someone. Fix this.
Okay.
Fix this. She wants somebody.
Yeah. The crazy thing about this whole situation is that, were you engaged at 18 or just at 19?
I think
I was engaged at
18. 18? 18 years old.
18.
And where's your mother at this stage?
She's somewhere over there and she's asking me, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
That you're getting married. He pushed everything. George pushed. He never wanted me to have a moment. Like, you know, he was all over me. So I would not think.
Well, at 27, I think you're ready for marriage.
Yeah.
At 27, you're ready for marriage. What's interesting is I really wasn't in her life in that. I mean, she was engulfed in this love relationship. And for me, the next thing I heard is she's getting engaged. Engaged? Okay. The next thing, they were paying the
dowry.
Are you
guys the same age? So were you 18 at the same
time? No, I'm younger.
I like that look.
Please, let's go there.
So you were 17 or how old
were you? Age is but a number. Now, this is what blew my mind.
Yes.
And I don't even know how I began the steps, but this woman is the one that made me get married early. Because I kind of...
You're blaming her.
Okay. I know.
She made me get married early because I was so lonely.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to find somebody too and just get out of this. I mean, home was the most boring place to be. Mm. Parents were mean.
Yeah.
I was in a dysfunctional relationship. Yeah. She kind of gave me a stability. And so without that, I just knew that I needed to find now also my man and my life. But my difference is this girl had to pay for her own dowry.
What?
Tell her. She paid for her own dowry.
I mean, you're kidding.
What is wrong with
that? What are you saying?
I do not
know. How did
you
do that?
He could call me and tell me now we need a bit more.
Sorry. You what?
Yes.
And then so you give him. And then he pays your parents. Or how is this working?
Yes. He will call me out.
Unapatia. Anaripa.
And you did that scare you? Did you wonder how are we going to live after we get married?
Even when I got my firstborn, I got my son at Nairobi Hospital. And I paid for it.
Where were you getting money from?
She had a job.
My salary? I was not giving him immediately. He had not like controlled me from the beginning.
Okay.
It just came at a time and from now on, I would like you to give me your money.
And you're like, yes, After, honey.
And even if we are added, I come and tell me, because I
am. I'm adding value.
I'm adding value to the marriage.
So would you talk to anyone about this? Did your mom know anything? Did mom know anything? Nobody knew. Mm-mm. It was just you and your little family.
Yes. I had a house and it had a picket. I mean, you have everything. I was wishing for 2 kids, a picket fence, a dog.
No, but you didn't have that because now you paid your own dowry.
And they don't go there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, fine.
So now you move. Where did you move to? Which house could you afford at this stage? And you're 19 now, getting married.
Woo! We went to. We went to Kibera.
So you got a house in Kibera?
I visited her. now, after she's gotten married, so I visited her. And my God. Mm. You know, the girl came from a goodly home. She had her bedroom, she had everything. And here, it's for Jesus.
Stools, yes.
And
what's for Jesus?
It's the place
where you live one person here, one person here. So when you want to make your parties, you have to sell.
You share everybody in the plot shares the same kitchen.
So we're talking about real plots. Like shared bathrooms and toilets.
Yeah, and kitchen particularly. That was what I found challenging. Everybody shared a kitchen. They didn't have a seat. They sat on stools.
They had stools.
And like a bed there. Nothing else. God, is this what is
happening?
You're living in Woodley before.
Yes.
Yes.
That's where your parents were. Did your mom come visit?
Yes. And she cried.
I know.
I said to this girl,
love or no love.
I'll never
live
this.
Like this.
Never.
That's what she told me. See, no. I still remember. She told me,
love or no love. I mean,
what's wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Okay, let's park that one for a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so then from the stools, and then did you move from Kibera, and how long did you live there?
We didn't live there for long. We lived there for about 6 months. No, 4 months. And then he was called for a job.
Oh, so he didn't have a job at this stage?
No, he had a job, but he was working with Elliot's company. But then he got another job where we were given furniture and beds, and yippee, we're very happy. Because now we moved from a single. We used to sleep on a single.
Promotion comes here, sort of, an elevation.
Too much of an elevation.
So where did you move?
And a teaching job.
Yes.
Oh, KIST. Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
So you went to KIST.
KIST, yeah. Yes.
And they had a big house. Oh my goodness. And imagine it.
Yes.
And it was fully furnished.
Mom, I'm so jealous. I know.
It was so lovely.
It was so beautiful. She was like, you guys used to come. Anyway, in Kiambu Institute, we left when the kids were still young. And then went to our own. Okay, let me tell you about my house now in Ngong. He bought a plot and then he told me to sell my house. I don't know if you know that. E43 in Umoja. I sold it so that we can build. Did you know that?
I know that.
So it's me who built the house, in short. And I fixed it and I decorated it and everything. I didn't see anything wrong those days. I never used to see like there's anything wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, he's my husband. So why can't I help out?
Which is fine.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
So until you know different.
Okay.
Until you somebody else tells you something different, you're not seeing anything wrong.
So the title of the land, was it in your name? Both names?
No. Nothing is in both my names.
Why wasn't it in at least your name and his?
Because his was enough. According to me. Generally,
most men will not give you that privilege.
Privilege, but you're contributing.
I know,
it doesn't matter.
But at that age, the age at that time,
okay,
or in that season, generally men owned everything, and a woman really doesn't own land. Even the percentage of today of women that own land is, I think, less than 5% in this country.
Wow. Still,
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Even after Beijing and whatever.
Still. After Beijing.
Yeah.
Okay, so, wow. And so, if you needed to have any money, you had your job and so, no, you said earlier that you used to give him all your money.
Yes. When, after now we've gotten into the marriage and it's nice and stable, and I started saying, now your salary, I want you to be giving me. Before, the salary I was given, when I get my salary, let's say it's 2,000, he makes sure that money is finished.
How?
you know, buy this clothing. Yes. As soon as it's finished, now I tell him now it's finished. But now we got to a stage where, bring it, give it to me. And now I didn't see that.
I think it was probably a time where they were growing as a family, and there were more responsibilities in terms of children are growing, there's school fees, there's investments, he's growing a business, so he needed more money.
Yeah.
So I think asking for the money was in good faith. Give me the money so that I can take care of everything. And I think he was a prudent man that took very good care of his family, took his children to school properly, provided fully for the wife. But what comes out of this is that Auntie Alice also lost her independence and also her level of...
Jenny, give him a story about your sister Zitega, so that you can know what I used to go through even when he's not there.
Okay, let's put it this way. I think I would first of all ask you this question. Mm. I mean, for a longer part of my life, I envied you so much. And the reason I envied you is because you really had a present husband. Mm. A husband that was there, he was present. Mm. I mean, he did homework with the children. You go to her house, us in her house all the time. He's doing homework with the children. Oh, well, I mean, you know, mine is just busy out there raving, eh? And I'm thinking, hey, he needs to come and learn
from this gentleman.
Hey, they come home and do homework with children. Number two, yani, you're going to the salon. Mm. He sits there or goes to the car, keeps coming. Make her beautiful. Make her look good. And I'm thinking, me, nobody really cares. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'll go home and I'll be her. So what did you do with your hair?
Yeah, he doesn't.
It doesn't look good.
Or he wouldn't say anything.
Or he wouldn't. No, mine always notices. Oh. Either it's good or you go back where you are and tell them to remove. So I was quite jealous, so to speak, for many years. And so every time I asked my husband to shape up and be a bit like George, he bought me this plaque that says, the grass next door may look greener, but it's just as hard to cut. Because I thought she had a very easy life. She didn't need to work. Mm. I mean, she didn't need to. I had to juggle between this business, that job, that, so many things. And when I finally got used to what I do, I really loved my life. Mm. Because I have a level of independence only the hands can give you. Because you're able to work and you're able to control. In those days, we give money. And yes, I gave my money.
I was actually going to ask you the same thing.
I gave my money.
You know, you said she lost an element of control. Because I wanted is you also give Dad money.
I gave all the money.
Yeah. So
and I gave all the money for me. My father was a bank manager, and when I was making my little monies, I gave him the money because he was the one who knew how to invest the money, and he's the one that opened a bank account for me. So the direct transition from father to husband was the same. So I gave him the money from the first day, and he controlled the money. And he was gracious, but he gave me an allowance, and the allowance was never enough. Mm. I mean, I wanted to do many other things. So that helped me because I became very innovative to find other ways of making money to supplement my income here and there. And that was quite helpful. And he gave me a lot of freedom. Not like this one. She was engulfed, boop, not allowed to think for herself.
That's true.
Not allowed to think.
Not even think.
But she didn't know that. And yes. Neither did I. I started knowing it as soon as I grew up. I knew she's in an abusive relationship and she couldn't see it. She was not allowed to see anybody. It even came to the level where she wasn't allowed to see me.
Yes.
Really?
We used to meet in the toilet.
And I can tell you
in our office
that she, to see me, she would be scared enough that her husband has sent somebody to watch who comes to see her, that she would tell me, Jenny, I can see you, but can you go directly to the toilet? I mean, are you kidding me? What kind of fear is that?
And he's not there.
But he came one time.
He's not in the office.
He came one time to your office.
Yes, to the check toilet. To the toilet.
To do what?
To check on us.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Well, I don't think to check on us. It was a coincidence. Or he actually had somebody.
He asked the office, he was told, I'm going to the loo.
So he probably came. Waited for a long time. And not
I think
the
he
loo.
Went in the loo for 2 hours.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So he came to the loo, the lady.
I mean, talk to me, somebody. Who goes waiting on ladies at the water?
She came out and laughed. When
I,
saw her,
I opened the door. Oh, I could have fallen down with laughter. Said, I mean, don't tell me you are actually here sneaking on us. Yeah. But then the question is, how did it get there?
Yeah.
Auntie Alice, how did it get there?
I think I just let it and let it and let it. Because why am I hiding? Mm. Well, we're not allowed to see each other. We're not allowed.
And not just me, anybody. You're not allowed to have a friend. Because they are going to
tell me.
Tell you what you need to do. Because you don't have a mind of your own.
No.
And even as I say that, I know there are thousands of women out there who are not allowed to have a friend, who are not allowed to go to the chama, who are not even allowed to go to church, believe it or not.
Mia. We're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to discuss that and what that is about.
What that is about.
I want us to wrap that for now.
Okay.
And just take a short break. Thank you so much for the stories. I'm learning a lot as we go. Thank
Cheers,
you so much
girls.
For watching, guys. If you have any questions, if you're in a situation that you want help with, we actually have therapists who are able to help in these sorts of situations so that you're able to identify really what's the issue here. So write to me, sema@moneywise.co.ke, or write in my comment section or in the inbox, and we'll be sure to get back to you. God bless you. Bye.